For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Dr. Kelly Damphus is a new chancellor at Arkansas State University in Jonesboro. Here's Brandon Tabor.
ASU System President Dr. Charles Welch said Damphus received raving reviews from colleagues.
Chuck, if you can hire him, that will be quite the find. We talked to another that said the most popular dean at the University of Oklahoma. We talked to another who said this guy is the real deal. And then we had one of our colleagues talk to his colleague on the OU campus, and all he said was, search over. Said, if you can get Kelly Damphus, your search is over.
Damphus said he was humbled to be chosen. He said, however, diminishing resources in higher education have made this a tough time for institutions.
Universities have to be innovative and they have to be perceptive. And by perceptive, I mean they've got to be able to look around the corner to see what's coming, to not be waiting and reacting too late, but to be proactive on what's happening here. And we can't expect that resources from the state will start increasing over time. We've got to take care of our own business.
Damphus beat out 40 other candidates for the position. He served as the former dean of the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Oklahoma. He starts his new position July 1st at an annual salary of $360,000. This comes as interim chancellor Dr. Doug Whitlock's contract is set to expire June 30th. Whitlock served in the position since last September following the resignation of former Chancellor Dr. Tim Hudson. He resigned amid an internal audit, prosecutors reviewing the audit for possible charges. In Jonesboro, I'm Brandon Tabor.
And I'm Jonathan Reeves. The next chancellor of Arkansas State University told reporters he has a couple of goals in mind when he takes over July 1st.
I need to earn the trust of the faculty. They need to believe me when I say that I want to hear what they want to know and what their dreams are for the university. I believe that, and staff and students as well, but I think it's hard for people that don't know me to know how genuinely I feel and believe in shared governance. That's be job one, is going to meet people. The second thing is that I think would be really low-hanging fruit would be work on graduation retention rate for our students. We work really hard to bring students here. The student quality over time at A-State has improved tremendously. What we're not doing as good a job is keeping students here, and we need to be working on that. That's got to be job one for everybody.
And Dr. Damphus was also asked what he could do to try to continue to heal the campus after the resignation of former Chancellor Dr. Tim Hudson. Damphus also was asked what he could do to try to continue to heal the campus after the resignation of former Chancellor Dr. Tim Hudson. Hudson was the center of an audit involving the university's study abroad program and his wife Deidre, which was uncovered by the Jonesboro Sun. A second internal audit showed that Dr. Hudson may have tried to get financial assistance for a family member to attend the New York Institute of Technology, which may have been a violation of Arkansas law. Damphus responded to the question this way.
I don't like looking back. I'm a look-forward kind of guy, and so all I care about is what I'm doing and the relationships that I'm building with our staff and our faculty, our students, and also with the Jonesboro community. There's so many great things going here, and there's nothing to be gained by spending time looking in the past.
And that's Dr. Kelly Damphus, a new chancellor for the Jonesboro campus of Arkansas State University, who starts July 1st. More information is available on our website at kasu.org. And for KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.